Welcome to the Love Sport Podcast. It's Paul and John. This is our annual NFL preview. We have not planned a thing together, so it's completely off the cuff, mate. How you doing?
I couldn't be more excited, Paul. Thanks for asking. I really appreciate the inquiry. I am so excited to do this NFL preview this year, and I'm so happy that my team is Rodgers free.
And your team would be?
The Green Bay Packers. Goodbye.
Oh, mates, and I get that. And I'm just super excited for... I'm really happy that my Dolphins are in a tough division. Because if we get through that division, we're worthy. You know what I mean? It's
we're not in a tough division. And that's why I reckon we can win it. And I'll come to that later on.
We will. So, mate, what we might do is we might start off with... and we haven't planned this, guys. I would love to know a couple players, and it's usually quarterbacks, and I'm putting you on the spot and myself, a couple quarterbacks that you think could really surprise people.
Okay. First one, Derek Carr.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. He's been one of the most underrated players of the last 10 years.
You've been a big advocate for him for years, mate.
Why wouldn't you move around? And I'll go with what's his name at Jacksonville?
Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence. I'd like to see him do well, but other players who I think will do well. I love the running back at Cleveland.
Yes.
And I love the running back at Cincinnati. And I think that Mixon and what's his name at the Browns, Chubb, are going to be two of the best players in the NFL this year. So that's my tips for players to stand out this year.
Well, I suppose I was focusing to start with a little bit on those quarterbacks that, there's 32 quarterbacks plus a few others because backups all get a go. I think Kenny Pickett showed enough last year at the Steelers. I think he might surprise a few people. And also someone
terrible start by me, by the way, for all our American audience, for me to say, oh, the dude at Jacksonville. We've been talking about him for a couple of years, haven't we? Trevor Lawrence, and we both love him. And I think he's got a much better environment than he's had for a long time. I think he's going to go good.
He's got actually coordinators and a coach who seems to know the game. That's always a good start, isn't it? I think Kenny Pickett will be my surprise. I'm not going for the obvious ones. The other player I think is lambasted a little bit, and I think it's a fair bit to do with his team and as well. I think Justin Fields might have an improved year as well.
You've got the wrong friend on your podcast for that call, don't you?
I know, but look, I'm trying to be fair, and
I couldn't be happier that the Bears have Justin Fields as their number one guy.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but I just think he shows enough. I think he shows a lot more than what people have given him credit for.
Dude, he can't throw.
Well, there's a few people out there who can't throw.
One's at Philadelphia, but mind you, he's much bigger than this guy.
And one also might be at Baltimore as well.
And how have they gone? And they're awesome. And we've both got Lamar Jackson as one of our favorite players in the NFL. But if you're asking me, I'd rather start my season. Let's get fully controversial on this. I'd rather start my season as a Packers fan with Jordan Love, thinking that the guy can run and can actually throw, than throwing all my chips in the basket with a running back at quarterback playing a wildcat offense.
Yeah, well, mate, I can tell you now, I have absolutely no idea if Jordan Love can or cannot play.
But we'll find out soon.
We will. And anyone who knows me well knows I'm a big card collector. I love collecting my running backs, my wide receivers, and obviously quarterbacks. And, I've got quite a few Lamar Jacksons there, mate. And he is a bargain if you're picking cards up. Because if he does have a good year, you're well and truly in. I've got a lot of Trevor Lawrences, and his cards are actually gorgeous.
I think one of the things that I've never heard this angle from in any of the press or the podcasts I listen to, but some clubs in every sport are good at some things, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that the Packers would ditch Aaron Rodgers for Jordan Love if he couldn't play?
Oh, you've always done well with your quarterback. If you're asking me for a straight up.
And that's going past five. Let's go back to Bart Starr and all the way back.
Oh, it's going to be a really interesting year.
The Bears are historically one of the worst franchises for quarterbacks, full stop.
Yeah, you're right. And the thing is, like, honestly, I think Jordan Love's going to be one of the questions of the year, because if he can even play decent, like just control the ball, not turn on.
You there?
Yeah, he's cracked it. He's thrown his headphones. I think if Jordan Love can just control the ball, yeah, I can, mate. Control the line. I think you'll be okay. Don't ask too much.
Fingers crossed.
I think you've dropped out there, mate. Oh, there we go, mate. Why don't we do something different? Why don't we have a look at here at the player? Also, a couple of players that you think will be under pressure this year.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Tough questions here. I can. Yep.
For everyone who isn't, I'm still using an old school Oppo phone and a pair of wired headphones that I bought from the survey about 2 years ago.
Hence why he's dropping in and out.
That's on me. So, mate,
the question to you is a couple of players that you think will be under a fair bit of pressure going into this season.
Okay, Dak Prescott, one.
Yep.
I actually think that a couple of big-time quarterbacks under pressure this year. I think Joe Burrow is one. I think my guy, Josh, in Buffalo is under pressure.
Yep.
And who else is under pressure? I actually think the whole of Philadelphia is under pressure. Can't be a much harder place to play than Philadelphia with expectation.
Yep.
And I think that's going to kill them this year.
Well, I'm not too far off there. I think Josh Allen's under big pressure because you've got the Jets who've got Aaron Rodgers. You've got Miami who's absolutely stacked. Obviously, the quarterback is the big concern there. So I think Josh Allen's under big pressure.
I think with Josh Allen too, before we go, I think it's very telling that one of the most well in touch guys in American sport, Jason Whitlock, is saying that he's not preparing. They're calling him the new who's the clown in Arizona? The quarterback down there? Kyler Murray. They're comparing, you know, Josh Allen with Kyler Murray for preparation, and you don't want that because...
No.
Because Whitlock doesn't get involved real early with that stuff.
No, considering for anyone, I mean, anyone listening to an NFL podcast will know that Kyler Murray actually had a clause in his contract, and at that time he was the highest paid quarterback in the highest paid player in the comp. He had a clause where he had to show a number of hours of watching film and stuff on his iPad.
It's a bit the opposite of being the first one in and the last one out, yeah?
Mate, it's got a bit of Johnny Manziel about that, who had 0% on his iPad when he was at Cleveland Browns. Naught. I mean,
I like guys, it's good to do this whole thing of like, let's play what's in front of us, but you can't really do that in the NFL.
You can do it at college. You can definitely do it at college to an extent. You cannot do it in the NFL.
Mm.
No, there's no way. So, mate, your step next, what do you want to cover? How do you want to cover it?
Well, mate, I think we just go division by division and break it down from there, because I think they're all interesting. The NFL, the greatest thing that they've got going for them, I think, is their competition structure.
Yeah, love it.
That you're always in it. There's only four teams to beat. Like, imagine that in all the other sports that you can think of. We've only got to beat three other teams to stay alive.
Mate.
But it's brilliant.
It's a little bit controversial here, but and it's another sport. I think that's something that the AFL will consider down the track.
Should have done it years ago. The NRL have had the chance to do it. Hey, the rugby union had it, and they walked away from it.
Oh, I think the AFL would be really smart to do it. I think they're actually really well positioned to do it. Okay, mate, let's do the NFC South. With the NFC South is the Falcons, the Panthers, the Saints, and the Bucks.
The worst division in the NFL, hey?
That's why I started with it, mate.
Okay, I've got to flip over my computer. I do have a computer screen, believe it or not.
Woo!
So I'll go, let's go, NFC South, are we doing? Yep.
Yeah, mate, yep.
There they are. What a joke. Okay, I'm going to throw it out this year. Everyone's talking about the Saints and the Panthers.
They are.
I actually quite like the Falcons coaching staff. I think they've had 7 or 8 wins the last couple of years with not much. They've got a new quarterback. Is it Ritter?
Yep.
I'm going to go with them. Ritter in German means knight. And I'm going to make him to be the Atlanta Falcons day and nights. And I'm going to tip the Falcons. And there'll be no wild card coming out of that.
I don't think it'll be a wild card. I like it. Yep, I like it. I don't think there'll be a wild card either. And I actually had the Falcons, and I've actually started collecting Ritter cards, mate, to be honest. So I had the Falcons. I don't think there'll be a wild card. That'd be the Panthers.
Okay. Hey, unsurprisingly, I'm tailgating while we're doing this podcast, so I'm doing what I can.
Yeah. I hope you got the German sausages happening, mate.
No, not tonight, mate. I just got home from school and I've had 2 beers before. We're ready to go. Let's do it.
Yeah, mate. I think the Falcons, I'm the same as you. I think Ritter's gone under the radar. People are really talking up the Panthers, Saints. You could see this whole division being a game between all 4 teams. It's going to not be a pretty division, but I think I'm the same as you, mate. I think the Falcons will go through.
I think the sum of their parts, though, is that over the last couple of years, it's very easy to talk about the Bucs having all this talent and the Saints, but the Falcons have been hanging around, and the Panthers, I can't back them. So I'd like to see the Falcons. I actually like to see them win. That'd be good.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know.
Go to the playoffs at 6-12.
Well, there's another player for the Falcons, mate, that I actually think they've got a couple good players here. I'm really liking the way Drake London looks at the moment. I followed him in his college. Bijan Robinson. I think actually Kyle Pitts at tight end. I actually think they've got a really good young team.
Well, all that Ritter has to do is to hit Pitts.
Yeah.
He could be the best wide receiver, tight end. But these days, that should make you as good as any wide receiver in the comp.
Well, Drake London, mate, I'm a massive rep on him as well. And they're such a young team. I'm quite impressed, mate. If you go through their list, they're very young. A lot of talent there up front. It's just, can Okudu and so forth, can their defense hold up? That's going to be a bit of the problem for them.
And I honestly don't care who wins the NFC South, as long as it's not the Buccaneers, because a couple of things, and I'm not one-eyed, right? But they used to play in the NFC Central against the Packers. But also, seriously, the Tom Brady thing cost the Packers a Super Bowl 3 years ago. And I want them to spend another 45 years in nowhere land.
Well,
is that one-eyed or not?
That's a little bit one-eyed, mate. Still, I mean, their team, we just talked about the youth of the Falcons. And then you look at the aging Bucks. I mean, Baker Mayfield, Last Chance Saloon, Mike Evans.
They're owned by the Glazers, who are Manchester United. What's not to hate about them?
Yeah, I mean, will there be a battle between Kyle Trask and Mayfield, or Mayfield will just be the walk-up starter?
No, I think Mayfield's another of those guys. He's an easy write-off by the American press.
Yep.
I don't think he's anywhere near as bad as they make out.
Totally agree.
I don't think he's a great quarterback, but he's very serviceable. I don't think he's the worst guy you could have under center.
No, it depends
on how he's feeling.
I just don't think their team can stay fit on the field. You got Godwin, Evans, Devin White, and Barrett, and so forth. I just don't know if Chase Edmonds. I can't see him actually lasting out the season, mate. I think they look old.
I'll say one thing about Baker, and I'm going to be quite honest here, is that I think that anybody who's been through the Browns organization and the American press and lots of other people watching seems to put their records up against people who come through the Patriots setup.
No,
and I think that's massively unfair. I think that's massively unfair. Are you coming as a number one draft pick into a program and you don't make them Super Bowl champions? There's only been three number one draft picks who've ever played in a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And that's not counting quarterbacks. I think it's the most ridiculous rubric to measure a player of all time. I'm going to leave it at that. Do you like that?
Well,
or not?
I do like that, mate. Well, just quickly touch on the Panthers. The excitement about the Panthers is obviously Bryce Young at quarterback. I must say again, I think I've got about six Bryce Young rookie cards, but I didn't buy them. They were pack pulls. So I did a card opening a couple of weeks ago, John, and for some reason in this big pack, I just kept pulling Bryce Young rookie cards.
So it's a Joel pack pull.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, but I mean, they're the kind of thing.
You should call it a Joel. If you get a pack full of, you call it a Joel.
I might do that, actually. Actually, for that, it was a Joel pack full because literally, and I had it, I actually recorded this pack pull, right? And Bryce Young's just kept coming out. And
no, you recorded a Joel.
I'm going to call it a Joel. But there
so
was
did two, you do an unboxing?
Two autos, a numbered card and just a plain card. But like, if I went out to buy those now myself, they'd be $100 to $200. And it was a $40 pack and I got four of them. So they got Adam Thielen, DJ Chalk, but Andy Dalton is back up, mate. I don't know, maybe Chubba Hubbard. I just don't see why the excitement is there for the Panthers. Maybe it is the young quarterback.
We're spending way too much time in this division, man.
Yeah, we are. Let's get out of it. But hey, you know what? Not many people will, so I'm pretty proud of us doing that.
Thanks, mate.
So let's get on to the NFC North. We're going to save that for a couple more. Let's get on to the NFC West, mate. The Cards, the Rams, the 49ers, Seahawks. To me, it's a fait accompli. 49ers are going to win this one.
I think the coach of the 49ers is one of the most overblown people in the history of the NFL of all time. I'm going to take an actual really good coach, a great coach who doesn't say much, who's got not much of it. Hey, he's got the quarterback situation at the 49ers and the Seahawks. Isn't much different.
Yep.
I'm going to go with Pete Carroll and the Seahawks to win this division. Lock it in. Lock it in. Because I'm sick of everyone telling me that the head coach of the 49ers is the greatest coach of all time. Give me a break. He's done nothing.
Yeah, well,
when you've got Pete Carroll and you've got the Rams coach in the same division, and you know what? And they're always telling you that Shanahan's the best coach. That his dad was a great coach.
Mike.
Yeah.
It's a bit like Mike. What do you think about Geno, mate? I thought he had a good year last year.
Mate, it's one of the great redemption stories of all time. And it just went through to the keeper and no one gave a or we need the beeping thing because Mike Shanahan's in the same division. It's like, oh, he's so good. It's like, what? Come on. You got two genuinely great coaches in that division. I think the Rams are obviously on a down. Who cares about the Cardinals? They're done. But yeah. I'm going to go with Pete Carroll because you know what? I think we've been saying for years, I kind of love that guy. And if I was going to have a granddad, other than my own two who are awesome, give me Pete Carroll.
Yeah, I do worry a little bit about their defense, and he is a defensive coach. But out wide, DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett with Geno Smith, if he can just continue on with his great form last year, they'll definitely be there. Don't get me wrong, but I'm going the 49ers there, buddy. And I think
I tell you what, we haven't had a bet because I know you don't bet, right? So let's bet on something that we can do that makes us. All right.
Okay.
I have to go to church and sit in the church and pray for. No, I'm not going to do it. I'll tell you, I'm just going for the Seahawks. Bugger.
Mate, I'm going for the 49ers there. Rams, you've got a good coach there, and they'll be
a good coach?
Yeah, I think a good coach.
Well, he's very good.
Yeah. Sorry. Chuck in the extra word, but there's my puppies.
Obviously, he's not as good as Shanahan.
But, yeah, look, I had the choice when I was young, mate, as you know. 49ers.
Mate, you know, actually, stop for a sec. Mate, you talk about coaches who won a Super Bowl, and I'll give you one, and everyone calls him worse than a dog's breakfast. That's Mike McCarthy. Shanahan hasn't won. He hasn't been at a club that's won anything.
Yep, yep. Well, I'm just going to say, I'm going with the 49ers. I've given praise to your team, the Seahawks. I think the Rams will be around.
No, they're not my team. I hate the Seahawks.
No, I know.
They've cost me a lot over the years.
And the Cardinals are no chance there, mate. So on to the NFC.
And so have the 49ers, incidentally, and the mate, Bucks.
Well, we're going to move on to the NFC East, and this is a bloody tough one to pick because the Commanders, they're very well coached, I think. They're a much better team than people say. As you said before, the Eagles are under pressure. The Cowboys also are under pressure because they are America's team, and with a quarterback locked in for a long time. And the Giants are nowhere near as bad as people say, mate. This is a tough one. It's a tough one. I'll let you start off.
Oh, I said the same thing for the last couple of years. Give me the Cows. They're going all the way. They're not going to win. They're not going to win the Super Bowl, but they're going to the Super Bowl. Definitely, there's no doubt in my mind that the NFC representative at the Super Bowl is coming from the East this year.
Yeah, look, it's. I'll tell you something, man. New York aren't as bad as what people say. Daniel Jones, he's not fantastic, but he's serviceable. He can use his legs. Oh, I don't want to be the person who goes, everyone's going to say the Eagles, but I think I'm actually going to go with you, mate. I think I'm going to go the Cowboys. And I'm not a Cowboys fan at all. I'm not an NFC fan at all.
I'm not a Cowboys fan, but I am an NFC fan. And I know that our conference is weaker than the AFC. It's kind of a long time when the NFC was the strongest division.
Yes.
Or the strongest conference. And the AFC would win the Super Bowls.
Well,
and I've got a funny feeling it's going to happen again.
Well, the other thing is, and I really like this pickup, mate, and you were talking about the 49ers before. I love having Trey Lance as a backup for the Cowboys. That's a bloody good backup. I honestly think he's a good backup. CD Lamb, Micah Parsons, obviously Tony Pollard's still got some injury worries. But they've got a really good defense there. I don't think the defense against the run is very good, but yeah, I'm going to go with you, mate. Cowboys.
Oh, the defense is.
What do you think of Trey Lance? I think he could end up a starter somewhere else.
Well, when you throw something at him, what was he, top three pick?
Yep.
You'd have to throw a bit of a flyer on him, and if it doesn't work out, you just move him on because it's like taking someone like him or. Geez, I don't know. Who was the guy who used to play for the Jacksonville Jags? I don't know.
Not Mariota.
Gary Stevenson. It doesn't matter. He's a big name. And you can do something with him. And I think it's a good thing for the Cowboys. Totally different style of play to the way that Dak plays. But I think if Dak stays healthy and stands upright, they've got a great defense, got an awesome running game. They got weapons out wide. And I actually... You know what? Bugger it. I'm going to put my hand on my heart and say, everyone says they're not well coached. They played way better under Mike McCarthy than they have for 25 years.
Oh, mate, some of the decisions he made in the last season, the time management was horrendous, mate. But
where were they before he turned up?
Yeah, but is it a chicken or the egg with him? I'm not sure, mate. I know where your allegiances lie there. I've gone with you on the Cowboys. Let's go to the one you're really excited about. And I'm
all right. Well, you talk about this first before I weigh in because you can tell me where it's at. You know everything.
I don't know everything.
No, I'm winding up. Come on.
I don't know everything. This is a massively hard division, the NFC North. I think the Bears, as I've said before, I think are going to improve.
They suck.
A lot of people are talking up the Lions.
They're shit.
The Vikings.
They suck.
They've already written off the Vikings again. I know they won a lot of close games last year, but they've still got a good team. I think this is going to be really tough. I'm actually going to go for a long... And yes, I'm hoping Jordan Love does come good because there's a few things about him I do like.
What, the fact that he's not Aaron Rodgers?
No comment because I don't want to put Moxie on my own AFC East. But I'm going to go... Just based on the second half of last year,
don't do it.
You're going to hate me.
Don't go for the Bears.
I'm going for the Lions, mate. Lions are going to win. Vikings are going to get a wild card. Packers will have a decent year, and they will be 7-10.
I'm going to give you a word that we use in football and our football podcasts all the time, man. It's called pedigree.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to leave it at that.
So the Vikings win then?
When have the Vikings won anything?
Oh, please don't tell me you're going to pick your Packers to win this division.
100%.
You're such a loyal man. You're such
I have
a loyal
to. Man. And for all our friends out there who are listening, like, NFL's funny. There's really three teams that I really, really have. Actually, there's two teams because the Lions, I don't hate them because they never do anything.
Yeah.
But I have to back my guys because I honestly believe that I actually going to be one of those dual brain sports fans and say, I actually believe in the front office.
Oh,
and the whole group that's led us to, what, 30, 40 years of success, how about I let it be that they know better than me about what's going to happen?
Well, to put the friendship aside, I reckon you got one of the weakest squads in the whole competition, mate.
Have you seen our defense? It's all first round picks, mate.
All defense is good. I just can't see where you're going to get any points at all, mate. I just can't see where the points are going to come from. I really can't. I mean, Christian Watson, decent player. I don't see a lot. I mean, Jaire Alexander at cornerback in defense is fantastic. Mate, AJ
Aaron Dillon's Jones good. Is one of the best running backs in the NFL. We've got one of the best 1-2 punches at running back.
Yeah.
We've got we've got two very strong young tight ends coming in. We've got a bunch of very young, super fast wide receivers. And we have had historically, and Aaron Rodgers is about to find this out, one of the best organized and blended offensive lines. And I'll tell you what, man, you better watch out because we are coming. And last year the defense was rubbish.
I don't like your receiving core at all. And you're running pound game. If that does
yeah, but
well,
you're right. A Miami guy and everything's about the throwing game, right? So
I was about to say to you, if I could just finish this, if your pound running and pound game happens the way I think it might, it'll definitely open up the receiving core for you. So you're going to be an interesting team to watch. I think there'll be a lot of people rooting for you and looking at New York Jets and rooting against Aaron Rodgers there. I'll be one of those guys. But I'm just being honest with you. I look through the team.
Last year's Lions defense is one of the worst performed defenses in the comp. Yeah. So why is that going to change?
Mate, look, hey, as you said, it's sport. It's a funny thing. I had to pick someone, mate, and I had to pick it without friendship online.
I'm pretty happy. And I love you, man. I'm pretty happy. There's a little quote from the Bible when they're bringing the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem and King David's dancing in front of it. And I was sort of kind of doing that when with the thought that Jared Goff is the QB of the Lions.
Yeah. Yeah.
How's that for hubris? And I idolatizing myself and I need to go to confession. Sorry.
I love the word hubris. And I actually I've got a confession here for you, John.
Go the pack. Go pack up.
I had to look up what the word hubris means because I hear it used so often incorrectly. And I looked it up and I went, yeah, a lot of people using hubris these days. So I had to look it up, mate.
Well, I know you pretty well, man, and you know me pretty well. It's hard to call us bandwagon jumpers. I'm actually, if I was going to be on the Packers bandwagon, it would have been way before Aaron Rodgers left.
Mate.
I love the pack. I love them. They're a core team to me. I can't wait for this year. I love Jordan Love.
So for listeners who might think with our, you know, effervescence and youth and our young-sounding voices that we're young, we're both over 50. And
back before anyone gave a rat's about this sport in Australia.
So if anyone would go, I mean, how long have you followed the Packers for?
Since I was 9.
Yeah. So what, 40-odd years?
Yeah.
And I followed the Dolphins since I was 12, so you know, almost 40 years there. So if anyone says that we're bandwagon supporters, that's okay.
Hey, Magic was the quarterback in Green Bay when I first heard about them, so that's what it is.
Well, I had the choice, mate, between the Dolphins and the 49ers. Both had great quarterbacks. It was just my choice, and I went with Dan. He won nothing. Montana wins what? He won 4.
Well, like I say, you had the two best quarterbacks in the history of the NFL, pretty much, and I had the Magic Man.
Mate, let's move over to the AFC. Okay, okay. Who is going to represent, who's going to play off in the NFC title bout, mate?
You know what? It wouldn't actually surprise... I said earlier on, I think it's going to come down to three big teams. I'll go with Cowboys, the Eagles, and the Seahawks.
Yep.
As much as I love the Pack, I can't see us getting there. And if the Falcons are coming out of the South, that they're not getting there. I'm going to go with the NFC Championship game to be... Let's throw a complete curveball in there and go Cowboys against the Seahawks.
Yep.
Because everyone will go with Philly. And I'm going to take the Cowboys to go to the Super Bowl. And that'll be cool in lots of reasons. But I just want to actually experience the fun of having the Cows back in the GF. That'd be awesome.
It would actually be, mate. I'm not going to put anything rare out there. I think it's going to be Cowboys 49ers. And I think the Cowboys will win and be in the Super Bowl myself.
How good is the Cowboys 49ers NFC Championship game? I'm taking a day off for that.
Oh, my goodness, man.
There'll be no senior geography class on that day.
No, there we go. You've heard it first, mate. So we've both gone the Cowboys to go through to the Super Bowl. So.
Oh, really? I didn't even realize that. Wow, look out. All right. So Mike McCarthy can't coach, but he can get them there, yeah?
Oh, no, he can coach. He can. We know he can coach. Mate, we'll start off at the AFC South. Texans, Colts, Jags, and Titans.
just want to laugh at it. Jags.
But I think Jags as well. I think Trevor Lawrence is a really, really good player. I know he had a bad first year, but in that first year, I mean, you want to talk about coaches. He had a rotten setup there. And a team that I think will get a wild card out of that, I do believe will be the Titans. I still think they've got a decent squad there, and I think they'll get a wild card, but I think the Jags will romp that division in.
Very well coached. Well, actually, I want to talk about the Jags. I have a David Garrard Jaguars jersey in my collection.
Woo!
So I'll go with them. I also have a Steve Young Titans jersey.
And a lot of people wouldn't even realise that, would they?
Kind of love the NFC. I love the AFC South. It's one of my favourite divisions because I also have a Peyton Manning. It might be the only one I've got the full set. So I've got the Peyton Manning and no, I don't have a Houston because I think I got rid of the old quarterback from Houston.
Well, you could
I think I removed him because of maybe certain charges that he had.
Yeah.
Maybe about 45 of them.
And counting. You collect jerseys, I collect cards. So one of my, I don't have a lot of cards that I personally collect. Like, I know that sounds silly, but I only have five or six people that no matter what kind of money was offered to me, I wouldn't sell their cards, if that makes any sense.
Mm.
And Peyton Manning's one of those. I love Peyton Manning. I always did. And for some reason, I've got tons of his cards. I have a ton of Trevor Lawrence cards as well at the moment. I've got probably 30 rookie cards with patches and autos. And every time I go, oh, I could make money off this, I just can't let him go. But you got Trevor Lawrence. They got Calvin Ridley, Evan Engram. I like this team, man. I think there's a lot of good. I think the defense looks pretty good too.
You'd be amazed how many. I used to run an NFL program at my school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was one of those things where the kids came down, they run around and they had fun. But one of the best dudes I had working with me was an English guy, and he said how much an influence that the Jags had had in England.
They have.
And the Jags were his team. And he wasn't alone. And
no.
Like, yeah, so.
Because they played in England recently, didn't they?
Well, they played. They were the original team on the, you know, on the international series.
Okay, I got a question for you about the Jags, mate.
Yeah.
Which Josh Allen will have the biggest season? Josh Allen, the linebacker from the Jags, or Josh Allen, the quarterback from the Bills?
I kind of think that the Josh Allen, the quarterback from the Bills, is like one of the best players of all time, and the other one, not so much. It's a bit like, yeah, I don't know. I can't have the other Josh Allen.
That was a silly question, but I tell you what, there's more pressure on the Josh Allen from the Bills, mate.
Yeah, so, I don't think he's good for it. I've always been a fan of his, and we didn't talk about the chart. Hey, did we do the NFC AFC West? Oh no, we're not there yet. Well, that's coming, isn't it?
Only did the AFC South.
Sorry.
We've both picked the Jags there.
Yep.
Do you want to move on?
No, I was going to say I'm actually digging through my jerseys right now because I thought I could do one of those. Like, remember when Demi Moore was pregnant and was holding her child in her arms?
Yeah.
I could do a nude photo of me with my AFC South jerseys collection.
No. Please.
Anyone want that?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't mean that rudely. I love you, man, but no, please don't. Put that away.
I don't have to be pregnant either to do that photo.
AFC North. I reckon this is a really tough division this year, man. The Ravens, the Bengals, the Browns, the Steelers. You could put an argument up for all four teams, including the Steelers.
Always the best division in football, 100%.
The great division this year.
I thought about this long and hard, and I've listened to a lot of input. And obviously, like everyone else, I mean, I listen to Locked On, do all that stuff. I used to have a soft spot, anyone listening to this for a while would know that maybe the Browns are my second team in the NFL for a long time.
Yeah.
But I can't do that given the quality of the person who they've got playing under center. I'm actually, it's pretty easy for me because my Super Bowl picks coming out of here, the Bengals will win this.
Yeah. Can I just touch on a team that's going to surprise people? And I've already said it earlier. I love this, man. I think Kenny Pickett at quarterback's a good player for the Steelers. But they got TJ Watt's going to be out for a little bit, but he's just signed a really big contract. George Pickens there, Minka Fitzpatrick at safety. In the backup, you've got
your guy there, Minka, right?
Yeah, mate. Well,
draft pick was he for the Finns?
He was top five.
Yeah, he's right up there.
Yeah, man.
And they gave him away for a bag of balls, didn't they?
We kind of had to at the moment. There's a few things going on there. But look at the people we've got at safety right now on cornerback. I mean, it's you're not
too as good as him.
Well, it also comes down to money and stuff as well, doesn't it, as we know. But check it out. You've got Kenny Pickett at quarterback, right? Do you know who the backups are for Kenny Pickett?
No.
Mason Rudolph.
He was there last year, wasn't he?
Yeah. And Mitch Trubisky. I mean, you want to talk about a fall from grace, mate? Mitch Trubisky's I think he's been nominated as the QB3.
Well, actually, and I don't want to speak out of turn here, but last year for them, Mitch wasn't the worst quarterback of all time.
No. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So they got
that's a typical thing about them. If you come from a place, the Bears aren't much different to the Browns, the Lions, or whatever, the people who can't make quarterbacks. And if you go there as an early pick, you're dead.
Mate, could you turn Mason Rudolph into a tight end, mate? He's huge.
No, but last year, remember that I had Mitch actually kept a good few games, didn't he?
He did. So I just think their quarterback depth there for a team that people are kind of laughing at is really good. But look, Joe Cool's going to get that, man, and the Bengals are going to win. And I'm telling you now, I think it's going to be really, really tight. I think the Ravens and Browns are going to be pushing the Bengals the whole way. And that's going to be a tough, tough one, man. You theoretically could get a team through and two wild cards. You could theoretically.
I was going to say that with the AFC, with the NFC North. NFC East. It would definitely be the NFC North.
No, but
I was going to say that could happen in the NFC North, but yeah, that's the plan, and that could be a thing from the AFC North or the East. To be fair,
yeah, agreed. So we're agreed there, Bengals. But I'm saying really tight. There might be a game in that one. I think it's going to be a lot tighter than people think, buddy.
What's like that? Okay. So we've got very good defenses at Cincy, Baltimore. It's a defensive division, right?
Yep.
So you have to you know what? I'm not going to put my neck out for the Browns. They don't know how to win competitions. The Ravens and the Steelers do. It's actually going against what I'm thinking because, pardon me, the Bengals don't know how to win comps either. But at the moment, I think they've been the best team in that division for about 3 or 4 years. So I'm going to go with them.
I was really tough on this one. I was very close to choosing the Ravens. And I'm still right now, if I did this tomorrow night, I could change to the Ravens. You know, that kind of thing where you just...
Oh, still... I have the Bengals and the Ravens 1 and 2. And I honestly, in front of... Everyone's talking Kenny Pickett. Give me Lamar in front of him.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. All I was pointing out is just, I think they've got a decent guy there. But I look at Baltimore and they've got like Zay Flowers, J.K. Dobbins. I do worry if an injury does happen to Jack Lamar again, they've got, I don't think they've got much in the way of backup there.
Well, he's a running quarterback and he's not very big. And that's what you're asking for, isn't it? So you've got a limited shelf life with those guys.
Yeah.
And Lamar has not, well, he's been a great regular season QB.
Yep.
Leave it at that.
Well, they've got Justin Tucker. Yeah, maybe he'll get a few field goals and stuff for him.
He's the greatest kicker of all time and a very undervalued position.
That's what I'm saying.
And I think Australians actually respect dudes doing conversions more than Americans do.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, if it comes down to one game and the game's on the line, man, I'm taking Tucker, man, as you would as well.
In the toughest division in the NFL, without a doubt. And you've also got the best, probably the defensive player of the year.
Yeah, I still think there's another division that's pretty close to that one. We'll come to that last, buddy. AFC West.
Defense.
Yeah. Sorry, mate. You're just cutting out there a little bit.
And he's going to. Can you hear me?
Sorry, mate. I can. I didn't quite hear part of that.
No, I apologize. I'm just saying that if you look at Cleveland, you look at their defensive line, you're probably going to find arguably the defensive player of the year coming out of them.
That's a big call. I'm torn with the Browns because I can't stand their quarterback, but their fans deserve so much more. But that, you know, any team who signed that quarterback, I was never going to be a fan of.
Well, you know how I feel about it. Paul, can we circle back to that? Is that one of the worst? If you're a team coming up from nowhere, right, and you've got all that, arguably everyone's second, no one hates the Browns, right? What's the only way you can make everyone hate you? If you haven't won a game.
Do what they've done. Do what they've
it's
done.
It's the worst decision to me in the history of the NFL. They lifted the bar of the cost of quarterbacks. They're playing a guy. They can't even play.
No. Man, he's going to play better this year.
Do you think?
But, yeah, I do. I do. I don't think he could play much worse than last year.
Do you think he can go to any ground and not hear the chant? Are they going to call it hate speech?
Well, they shouldn't. Well, they should call it hate speech, and I'm going to call it justifiable hate speech. But I don't want to even touch on him, man. I think
worst decision in the history of NFL there, and I hope they come forth again.
Yep. Well, let's get on to the AFC West. Broncos, Chiefs, Raiders, Chargers. Chiefs got a little bit of issues going on, haven't they? A couple of injuries and a couple of players holding out at the moment. It's no certainty that the Chiefs will dominate this comp. And the team that's under a bit of pressure, I think, and people might not think so, but I think the Chargers might be under a bit of pressure because they've got a quarterback that a lot of people love, mate, in Justin Herbert. I'm a fan of Justin Herbert myself.
You know, mate, I'm a fan of Justin Herbert.
Yeah, so am I. But you've only got 30 minutes before a player like him goes, man, what's going on here? So they got Eckler, they got Allen, they got Joey Bosa. I think Joey Bosa might be injured at the moment. Khalil Mack. They got both sides of the field. This team's underperforming. This team needs to do something this year. I like Isaiah Spiller at running back as well, man. I'm not sure what you think of him, but I really like the way he plays.
Is he related to CJ?
He'd have to be, wouldn't he?
Can't be many people. I had his card. What a waste of time that was. He was in all my fantasy teams too.
Well, mate, and you've still got Khalil Mack, you know, who can still put in a couple of good seasons left. I think that the Chargers Maybe just because they don't have supporters, they're not under pressure.
No, but it's interesting because I think that's one of the worst things they ever did was move. And you lose that, you lose your soul. They're a soulless club. They've got a great quarterback. I was going to be controversial and say, oh, yeah, look, let's be realistic. The Raiders ain't going to be beating them this year. The Bronx.
Everyone's talking about the Broncos, you know, this year they're going to improve.
And... No, not me. I'll go KC1 and the LA Chargers based purely on the quality of their quarterback. You go 1 and 2.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same, man. I don't care that everyone says Russell Wilson can't play worse. Who says they can't? The cliff happens in sport, man, and you can't just turn it on.
Russell's a small quarterback, and you know what? Well, he's got a nice wife. He talks about it all the time. He can go and hang out with her.
It wouldn't shock you for him to have a bounce back year. Like, you wouldn't be shocked.
He's a top five quarterback, but he didn't play like that last year. And that's it would have been not. I tell you what, I think about this. All the talk was that to the Bronx. Boy, I wish he'd gone there last year and we got all their draft picks.
I mean, I like some of the defense at a team that we haven't even touched on yet. I do like the defense at the Raiders. I love guys like Max Crosby. I think they're really good, man. But Jimmy G, man, is he in the right spot? He's in LA. He's in Las Vegas. He's, you know, porn star Jimmy. I mean,
I hate Las Vegas. Honestly, I don't care what anyone says. I'm old school. I wish they were playing in Oakland in that dilapidated piece of crap stadium. And this is the worst division in football because they move around. Those two move around too much. Yep. And all those California teams are moving around. And I don't care about the Raiders being in Vegas. I don't care. I hope that whatever. If they couldn't work with a really, really good quarterback, why is it going to change this week, this year? And as far as the Chargers go, you know, thank you next on them. And the Broncos, they can go. We know the case. I've been...
You've been throwing your microphone down.
Going to do it this year.
Mate, I'll tell you what, I really do feel sorry for the city of Oakland, right? They had the Golden State Warriors there who've moved. They had the Oakland Raiders, the Oakland A's, you know. It's an amazing place. So much talent has come from Oakland. Bay Area.
It's terrible. The whole of California is burning down around us in all kinds of ways and no one gives a, you know, what.
Yep.
And I think it's terrible to watch. And you can throw San Diego in the same bucket. And they walked away to go and sit there in Los Angeles. So every week they have another team fans come in and have more fans than they've got there. Because the San Diego fans who actually go for them have said they're not going to travel up. And I get it. I wouldn't.
Well, big shout out to one of my friends from high school, Brett. And his family, I'll say Merle was his nickname. He's a big Chargers fan, has been since we were teenagers. So, you know, hope they do well for you, mate. But
well, what would you do, Paul? If Richmond moved to Urundanji, would you go for him or Sydney?
Oh no, I mean, I'm always going to be a Tiger, and if I was a Chargers fan, I'd always be a Chargers fan, but I wouldn't be going to the games.
I think it means more than that. If it's spiritually, you can't rip the heart out of a club.
I've got a better example for me, and that would be if Villa moved out of Birmingham altogether to build a 80,000 seat stadium. Because the city of Birmingham won't do the public transport and everything for them, and Villa moved to a completely different place, that would be ripping the heart and soul out of the club. And I don't know how I'd cope with that.
100%. There's two things in play in America, right? There's the to a new city, and then there's also, you know, the team just rebranding and all those things hate that they go against actual the fans, so you lose your soul. And the other thing, building a new stadium. So that happens in other sports. Well, and everyone's always saying, you've got to have this, you've got to have that. I don't buy that. I actually think the 49ers would have won the 2 Super Bowls in the last 4 years if they still played out of Candlestick Park.
Mate, name a couple other teams, and people might be surprised by these things. If you name a couple other teams who've moved over the years.
New York Giants and the Jets.
Yeah, and but even change franchises. People like the LA Dodgers, everyone wears the LA hats, right? But they were the Brooklyn Dodgers, weren't they?
The Ravens were the Browns.
Yes.
It's brought untold hell on that franchise.
Yep.
The Colts,
absolutely. They were Baltimore, weren't they? Mm-hmm.
Raiders, who've moved around more than anyone else could possibly poke a stick at.
There's only probably one team where the two teams where it absolutely worked was obviously the LA Dodgers from Brooklyn.
Baltimore.
Ravens. Well, one other team that people might not realize where the name comes from. Why are the Lakers called the LA Lakers?
They came from Minnesota.
Absolutely, man. Yes. Mm. And
that's why the colors are the exact same as the Vikings.
Yes. Thank you. I'm so happy you know that. I don't mean that like a smart.
Are you shocked by that?
No. Because we've followed sport for so many years. I am not shocked in one bit. But it's cool that you know it though. So I'm happy.
But that's what that's one of the things I love. And you know, I love American sport. But it's one of the things that drives me nuts. And I love those traditional support. I feel for a fan in the States.
Yeah. Yep, 100%. 100%.
And most people don't know that the Browns are picking themselves up after watching their team being built to a point where they finally actually won a bunch of championships, but they were called Baltimore.
Exactly, man. Exactly right.
It's ridiculous.
Well, let's get on to the division that I think is the toughest division.
All right, let's do it.
Well, we have the AFC East, the Bills, the Dolphins, the Pats, the Jets.
That's your lot. Do you want me to go first before you talk this time?
I just want to say one thing. I think these teams are going to rip each other apart. So go.
So you don't want me to go first. You want to talk first?
No, I want you to go first.
Okay. I've got a couple of thoughts on this division. You know I'm a big, big Josh Allen fan, yeah?
Yeah, of course.
You know how I feel about Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, I do.
Obviously, they're the two best quarterbacks in that division. I think there's more things at play here. I'm going to be a bit controversial because I'm actually going to go completely left field. I think that there's three great offenses in this division, and I think there's a couple of really good defenses. But I think that – I actually think that the Patriots are going to actually – you know how they actually destroy your parade all the time? I think that Bill Belichick right now is readily unpacking Aaron Rodgers' game without any thought. I actually, with him, with a great, he's got a great defense on his hands, right?
I'm sorry, man. Keep going.
And I think they've got no offense, but I think we're going to get back to when the Patriots won the Super Bowl 12-10. And I think your whole division against those pricks is going to be 12-10 games. And I'm going to tip the Patriots to win it. How's that sound?
You heard me laughing, man. I respect your opinion big time.
Having a laugh too. I just want to have some fun.
I've got to say, man, they are the one team in that division that's got absolutely no frigging chance.
And I know, but I'm running with...
I like where you're going.
The defense and their coach. Planning all, he's got nothing else to do.
The Bills are a fantastic team who's had a player hold.
I've tipped them for the last 5 years in that division.
The Josh Allen is one of the very generational quarterbacks.
Mm.
Aaron Rodgers, I stopped watching Hard Knocks after the first two episodes.
It's like an advertisement for him, isn't it?
Yeah. I did enjoy it. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed it the first two episodes. I started watching the third, and it was, I didn't want to watch Aaron Rodgers every single second. I wanted to watch everyone else. Mm. And I just went, I'm out. And I did. You know how much I love sport, Thocko's like you. I couldn't watch it. It was seriously, let's just promote Aaron Rodgers and make him
look like... Do you know how many minutes of Hard Knocks I've watched?
3.5.
No.
None.
Less. I've watched none. I think they're calling it Soft Knocks now, aren't they?
Oh, mate, look, it was just an absolute advertisement. I don't even want to go into it. I was so bored. Look, I'm a glass half empty kind of guy, but I think if the Finns can hold, if Tua can stay on his feet, we're winning this division, and we're going to play.
Okay.
Well, let me just go through a few plays. If I can. Obviously, Tua, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle,
yeah,
Mostert. You know, I look at our defense with X and Xavier Howard, Cam Smith. I know we got a couple injuries in defense, but Brad.
Your defense isn't as good as the Patriots.
Our defense is darn good. I think it absolutely matters. Up with the Pats.
For how sure. Many times has Bill Belichick ruined your life?
And we've ruined his as well. We've beaten him in big games the last
year. Yeah, but the good thing about Bill is he doesn't have to actually beat the Dolphins because you always beat him. He just wins the Super Bowl instead.
He's never winning another Super Bowl. He is never winning another Super Bowl.
Not with this unit, but he might win this division.
He's not
because winning. It's going to be people. You're all going to be beating each other up. And one of the worst things to be in is a division where everybody is really good.
Yeah, mate. I know
what that makes sense.
I do hear what you're saying, and what you're saying is everyone beats each other up, and the Jets.
And it's a 9-8 sort of season for everyone.
Yeah, I think I hear what you're saying. It's going to be the Dolphins going through. It's going to be the Bills and the Jets fighting it out. I think the Jets, if they get off to a bad start, the pressure from New York on Aaron Rodgers, he's not going to be going C-H-I-L-L, chill.
No, he can't be relaxing up there. Actually, I'm going to change my pick. Can I do that? Because I was having some fun. I'm going to go with the Bills to win that division for sure.
Yeah,
I'm never picking the Patriots to win that.
Oh, thank God. I hear where you're coming from, though. It is going to be that kind of division where there could be a shock because of. I'm very bullish on my team this year. A long time since we've had weapons on both sides. So I'm very thankful for that. I think...
Your problem is that you're currently the third best quarterback in the division.
And that is a massive worry. You know, if Tua doesn't stay on his feet, this is just something I've been thinking about for a while. Hear me out. I think that we should go all out for Justin Herbert.
Oh, yeah. Well, I would give the kitchen sink for him. I think he's one of the best quarterbacks of all generation.
And that's what I mean.
I nearly said all the time. I'm not going to do that. He's done nothing yet.
Well, the Dolphins have got such great weapons on both sides of the ball. If Tua stays on his feet, he knows what he's doing. Dink and dunk. Some nice throws. I'm going. And you know what? I can't believe I'm going to say this. I have to do it.
You're going all the way. You're going to win it?
No. Who are your AFC championship contenders?
Okay. I'm going to start with the Bills.
Yep.
The Bengals. I'll give the South a miss. And the Chiefs.
You can't write off the Chiefs, can you? I mean,
you can't write them off. But the Bengals have had their number a few times.
Absolutely, they have. Absolutely.
The Bills haven't had any ones of those top three numbers. As much as I'd love to see the Bills go to the Super Bowl, and you know I really love the Bills, right? I'm going to go the Bengals going to the Super Bowl.
Okay, well, I'm going to do
as long this. As Joe Burrow stays upright. If he goes down, well, everything changes.
Well, you could say that for most teams at the moment. Look, my heart says the Finns go all the way, but if I take off my Finns hat and just forget about how much I love them.
That sounds like my prediction for the NFC, which has got the Packers going to the Super Bowl again.
Imagine that, Packers Dolphins. Oh my God,
that'd be awesome. Hey, we have a night out. Let's go away together.
Done. We would. If that happened, we're definitely doing it. Mate, I actually think it's going to be a Bengals-Chiefs playoff for the AFC.
That's exactly what I just said, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think the Bengals are going through, and it's the Bengals versus the Cowboys in the Super Bowl.
Well, we came to the exact same conclusion.
I know. Right? And we haven't meant this, and we've never done this before.
We haven't talked at all.
We've never agreed. And I think the mighty Bengals are winning the Super Bowl.
I'd love to see that. Wouldn't it be? That would be beautiful. Go the Bengals went one before the Browns because they brought in that guy.
Yep.
And that's the only thing that could have turned everybody against them, and they did it. And you know what? We'd go the Bengals. And it's also good for our old friend, Mr. Chris Wessling. That'd be nice too.
That's true, man. Chris, rest in peace, dude. Okay, give me your one team, your roughie from the, and we're going to just finish this off with a team that, if everything clicked, one team, if everything clicked for the AFC, you could see a surprise in the Super Bowl. One team.
I'll have a quick look. I'll go the Jags.
Yep, and I'm going to go the Ravens.
So we're and it'd be easy to say the Jets, but I'm not saying them because, you know, I'd take all my clothes off,
go to my
school in the morning, cover myself in the freshest, the most perfect of honey, let it run down my body, and go and find a bull ant's nest and roll around it rather than have Aaron Rodgers win this next Super Bowl.
Yeah, that would make you sick.
Does that sound one-eyed?
A little bit, mate, but okay. No, I hear what you're saying. For me, we're talking about that team. If everything clicked and everything went well, that could be a surprise. I'm going the Ravens. We're not talking a stupid surprise, but yeah, I'm going the Ravens for that one, mate. So let's do the same in the NFC. Everything clicks. A team that people may not think would get there or you know, could surprise a little bit. Who would you go there?
This sounds ridiculous, okay, but I'm given the strength of our defense.
Yep.
I'm going to go with the Packers.
Well, I'm staying in the same division, and I'm going to say the Vikings.
Oh, they're not winning it. That's the opposite of me covering myself in honey. And if I could cover myself in honey and get naked and get eaten by bull ants to stop them winning, I would do it.
Oh, I love it, mate. I love it. So who wins the MVP?
Well, I can't say Justin Jefferson, can I? Let's go with who did we talk about? Who were our Super Bowl contenders? We said the Cows and the Bengals. I'll go Joe Burrow. He has a mum on you. I'll go with him.
Yeah, I'm going with you on that. I can't believe we're agreeing again. Yes, agreed. Man, what have we done? We've agreed on so many things tonight, buddy.
It's been good. I know who won't win the MVP.
Who's that?
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, mate. So in saying that, let's just do a quick finish off for the round. Let's not preview what we think is going to happen. Let's just go who's going to win, if you know what I mean, for the first week.
Yeah. Yep.
Tomorrow morning it starts, and it's the Chiefs versus the Lions. Oh, man. I'm tipping the Lions in an upset.
Nah, Chiefs. 100%. Hey, I got up last week. I got up on Sunday morning. You know, I go to Mass every weekend.
Yeah, man.
And I got up at 3 o'clock because it's daylight saving time in the States. And I went into the TV room and I put the TV on. I'm trying to find the game. And I went a week early. So I'm pretty sure that I remember I sent you a message saying, are we going to do a preview?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was ready last week, wasn't I?
Yes.
So I want this game. I wanted to go. So this round, I want it.
You're just cutting out there, buddy.
I want this round. I want it done.
You know that my favorite quarterback in the whole world is, besides Tua, is Patrick Mahomes.
So no, it was Marino.
Oh, that's of all time. I should have said currently.
You do like Pat.
I'm a big Pat fan. I think the Lions will cause an upset there, mate. Browns, Bengals.
No chance. The Lions, it's overblown. They don't win anything.
Okay. You cannot say no chance. They're a chance.
Browns, I'm going to call them no chance.
Okay, let's go with that, mate. Browns, Bengals. We both agree on the Bengals.
Where is it? In Cincinnati, given what you said?
No, I think... where is it being played, mate? I should have looked at that. Oh, my God. What is First Energy Stadium?
That's
Cleveland. It's in Cleveland,
is it?
Yeah. I mean,
I'll go Cleveland there. I'll take them early.
Oh, I like it. I see.
I've got to get these games out. So, hang on. Let me find the...
Bring it up.
Schedule. Week one. Best week of the year.
Week one. It's like Christmas right now.
It's in Cleveland. I'll go the Browns because you know what? That's going to be one of the hardest divisions in the NFL. That is the hardest division in the NFL.
I still think the AFC beast.
No way. Not a chance. No way.
I'll turn it up. Turn it up, big man. Now, you've got the games in front of you, mate, so keep going.
No, okay. So we've got Carolina and Atlanta at 3 a.m. in the morning.
I'll go the Ritter train. I'll go Atlanta.
Yeah, I'll take them for sure because I've already tipped them to win that division. This will be a good game. The Texans at Ravens.
Yeah, go the Ravens.
That's an easy win for the Ravens. Oh, don't touch that, Johnny.
Moz it, mate. Don't moz it.
They took me to Game Center. Don't want that. Hang on, I've got to go back.
Yeah, I got stuck.
We got new computers at school, so then it's the Bengals at Browns. We've already done that. Oh, this is an interesting game. Let's go America. Jaguars at Colts.
Well, they've got issues, haven't they? The Colts with some, you know, players standing out. Jags for me.
I think you have to. This is going to be tough because it is in Indy.
Yeah.
A really, 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 really strong franchise against a really, really weak one.
Yep.
But given as I gave the Jags to win the division, I'm going to go with them. I'm going to go with them by 19.
Wow. Okay. What do we got next, mate? Saints, Titans?
Bucks.
Oh, Vikings, Bucks. Okay. Vikings.
I'd rather shoot myself than watch this game. So I'll probably shoot myself and then watch this game.
So who wins?
It's in that god-awful dome in Minnesota. You know what? Just let's have some fun. Let's go with the Bucks.
Next game, mate. I'm going to the Vikings, by the way.
Saints, Titans.
Titans.
Let's do it. Let's do it for the sake of it. Are we keeping a record of these games?
I'll tell you what.
Let's put something on it. Let's give a donation to, I don't know. Let's put a donation somewhere out. Who wins the tips this year?
Okay, buddy. What we might do is, yeah, we'll do that. We'll keep a record of these. And we'll pick a charity of each other's choice. So you'll probably go Rosie's, right?
No, I'll go St. Vincent de Paul.
You'll go what, sorry?
St. Vincent de Paul. Everyone's heard of them.
Yeah, I'll go Rosie's.
Okay, good. But we can't lose either way.
No, we can't. But still, we'll work that out.
Let's put two ones on it.
Okay, done. Okay, I agree with you there. So we're gonna have to record those.
Cards. That's one like Brett Favre card.
Love it.
All right, where are we up to? So we've got the Vikings, Bucks, they're done. All right, Saints, Titans. Now this is a tough game. This is in the in obviously in New Orleans.
Saints, yeah, I'm going the Titans.
I will go the Titans as well. Actually, I'm going to flip that. I'll go the Saints at home.
Beautiful.
Steelers and the Niners in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'm going to the Steelers.
If I could get myself a ticket to go to an NFL game this weekend, I reckon that's the one I'd go to.
Okay, that's a fair call.
I'll go the Steelers at home in the Three Rivers. the ridiculously named Washington Football Club Commanders against the worst team in the NFL, the Cardinals.
Yeah. Let's just go the Commanders.
Go the Skins. All right. I think this is the biggest game of the weekend. In Chicago, the oldest rival in the NFL, the greatest rival in the NFL, the Chicago Bears against the mighty Green Bay Packers. Who are you going for? And you've got to tell me why.
Going for the Bears because I've said it to you earlier. I think Justin Fields is going to have an improved season. They're at home. I think the Bears win in a close game.
I said enough. The Bears suck ass. Go the Pack. The Packers will win that.
You asked me to do an analysis.
Hey, we've owned them. We have owned them. And it didn't matter what the quarterback was. Justin Fields, he's a running back. He's not a quarterback.
Well, you talking about close games. I think this game will be close. I think your quarterback, I have no idea whether he's going to be good or not. So
he's going to be really good. The beep beeps. Effing good. All right. Broncos. This looks like a fun game. Bronx versus. This is the game you want in round one rather than round 16. Broncos and the Raiders. Because there's a lot in it.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Broncos wouldn't want to lose their first game at home with the season they had last year. And because of that and the pressure, I have to do it. Broncos.
What's the quarterback matchup look like? Russell against
Garoppolo, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Didn't the Raiders beat them there last year? Oh,
I mean, everyone beat them there last year.
Mile High? Yeah, okay, we'll go to the Bronx.
Yep.
Another fun game. Ooh, look out. This is a big game for you guys. Should it still be the San Diego Chargers and have much more fans at their home games? There's no way that the Dolphins won't have more fans at this game than San Diego have got.
Dolphins get their season off to an absolute fire and they win by 21 points. Justin Herbert throws three picks and we win 28-7.
How many draft picks would you give to have Justin Herbert be your quarterback next year?
No, I can't say that because if Tua, I've got to say this, I want Tua to succeed. So
I didn't ask you that. And NFL is a tough game, right? How many draft picks would you give to get Justin Herbert as your quarterback next year?
None. Because Tua is
you're an idiot. All right, let's go.
I'm loyal, man. You're saying
George. No, I know. I think that we
no friends in this one. We've only got a few games to go. We might roll through a mate. Seahawks Rams.
I've got the Seahawks going pretty far, so they'll go early. I think we've missed out. Have we missed out the Pats and the Eagles?
Yeah, we'll come to them. We'll come to them after this game. I'm going to go the Seahawks against the Rams.
I think that's a bit of a fun game. I think Pete Carroll is one of the greatest coaches of all time in all sports.
Yep.
I'm going to back him to win that game against an upstart who was given everything and whatever.
Mate, over to the Pats Eagles.
It's in Boston.
It is.
It's the Eagles. You know what? I'm going to go with Bill Belichick with like 6 months to get ready for the running quarterback, Jalen Hurts, coming in. I'm going to still hold the fort and say that he can't throw. So I'll go with Bill. I'll go the Patriots. The Patriots by 1 point to win 3-2.
Eagles by 20.
I need the snow to come in about 4 months early there at Foxborough.
Yeah, I think the Pats are in for a very bad season. The Eagles are going to put them well behind the schedule, mate.
You don't like them. They're in your division. You really hate them, don't you?
I very strongly dislike them. I'm trying to get hate out of my life, buddy.
That's fair enough. Is it for the same way I feel about the Vikings and Vikings, actually?
It is that. You know what? I don't even dislike the Jets and the Bills the way I dislike the Pats, man.
You will if the Jets win the Super Bowl.
You know what? I know a lot of Jets fans.
No, you will. No, I'm telling you, you will.
Oh, yeah. Once they do, if they did, of course.
Yeah, as said, they're welcoming, be like, what? No,
the game of the round, mate. Tuesday morning, Australian time. This is my game of the round. Jets at home to the Bills.
You jumped before. You missed a game.
Which game did I dodge? Oh, the Giants Cowboys. Yeah.
That's a big game, too. And that's a big game in the NFC East.
Mate, I think the Cowboys will win this in a tight game.
I would argue, given that the Jets have won and done nothing since 1969, when I was born, that the Cowboys Giants game is a much bigger game. Everyone's stuck up in New York State. This is a big New York State weekend, yeah?
Well, but both those games are fantastic, yeah. I mean, both those games are fantastic.
The Cowboys are going
to... I think they'll just get up.
Last year. This year, I'm tipping the Giants to go... How's it sound? Just for fun. First pick in the draft.
No,
I'm just joking. No. Second.
They'll be okay, mate. The Cowboys by 3 in that one. Sorry, mate, you still there?
Are you seriously picking them by 3?
Yeah.
So, mate, the Giants...
It's at home.
Who cares? It's this summer. I'll go the Cowboys by double digits.
And the Jets, Bills, I think the Bills, as you said about planning, I think the Bills have planned for this game. They're playing away from home. I think they will start the reign of Rodgers into the reign of Castlemere, whatever it is. And I think the Bills will beat the Jets.
One of the interesting things about this game is that the Bills have just been sitting there watching this stuff. And Sean McDermott's a defensive coach.
Yep.
You know, the Jets, everyone's pretending they're the greatest team of all time. Hey, Aaron Rodgers has been playing with some of the... Just don't listen to what you hear. He's got no weapons. That's rubbish. Don't listen to what you hear. He's got no defense. That's rubbish. He is a false dawn, and it's coming for the Jets. And go the Bills. I'm tipping the Bills by 180 points. The biggest winning margin of all time.
I think that's the best way to finish the podcast. This has been our preview on the Love Sport podcast. Let us know who you think is going to represent the AFC and NFC. Who's going to win
the division? It won't be the Jets.
And there you go. Mate, been a pleasure. You're not on Twitter. Oh, sorry, you're not on X anymore, are you?
Yeah, no, I am. I'm back on because Elon Musk is a free speech component.
And so you can get John at Lambic Peach.
You can abuse me there.
And you can get me at Paul_football. I'm so happy I got that moniker, mate. I don't know how I fluked. Do you know I've had people approach me to get that?
I think the other guy who's got that at football handle is the dude who runs the Spanish football comp.
Serious?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's called, Steve at, what's his name? At football.
How did I get it, mate?
You got in early, mate.
I don't know how. I just put it in. I thought, what will represent me and what I kind of do?
It's like me getting Lambic Peach.
Exactly. Mate, look, it's been a ball. I can't wait for this season. I'm going to be blasphemous here. I'm more excited about the NFL season than I am the EPL season.
It's the most excited I've been for a sports season for a long time. And to all our listeners out there, whoever you go for, even if you go for the Bears or the Vikings or the Jets, I wish you all the best because it should be fun and we can all rib each other and have a good time, but just enjoy the game. Take it easy.
Absolutely. Have a lovely night, buddy.
See you, mate.
See you, buddy.